to the Sin Bin. This is Penalty Box Radio.
Four-time Best Sports Blog winner.
With Justin Bradford.
Three-time winner for Best Sports Reporter and Commissioner of the SECHC.
And Glenn Blackwell. It's time to talk all things hockey in the Music City. Penalty Box Radio is on Smashville's Best Sports Talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
And welcome into the final hour ever of Penalty Box Radio and ESPN 102.5 The Game. Justin Bradford, Glenn Blackwell, producer Kenny taking care of us. And in our final hour, we're going to kick it off with getting some good updates from those that have done so much for PBR and are going on to do huge, amazing things. Danielle Denena, all the way over in Knoxville, joining us. Danielle, how's it going?
Justin, I'm so emotional, but I'm so glad to be on here one last time. That little intro you just did got me teared up, but I'm excited to be back here.
Well, because we have to roll through things, just tell us what you're up to now, what you're doing like with the Ice Falls, what's keeping you going with sports, what are you up to?
I actually just finished my sophomore year of college on Monday, and this last semester I was blessed to take over as vice president of marketing for the Ice Falls organization, so I stepped into an executive role, which just blows my mind that I started with you guys when I was 15 years old. Now I'm a junior in college taking on an executive role with a hockey organization. And that's about it for me. That's the biggest news that I have. Besides that, just hopefully not saying shrimp Alfredo on air anymore.
So what's something that you learned with your time with Penalty Box Radio that you've been able to apply now in sports?
I've learned so much, Justin. From the time I stepped foot in PBR, you guys opened the door for me in a very dark time in my life and gave me a confidence that I didn't have and kind of an understanding of what it means to be resilient. And ever since I joined with you guys, everything that I've done, I've learned that you just have to be resilient and you have to be thick-skinned and just pursue what you want and be relentless. And that's the main thing that I've taken away is no matter what, your dreams aren't too big. And you guys made that possible for me. You guys made my dreams a reality. And so everything that I've come to at this point in my career, I've had to face with this determination that nothing can shake me, and that's something that you guys gifted me.
Well, I just want you to know that we're extremely proud of you and know that, I mean, that Danielle had to start college in the middle of a freaking pandemic. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's a parent out there that or someone that's listening that's been a student that had to either have their child start school or start high school or start college in the middle of a pandemic, or if you are one of those that had to start a whole different chapter of your life during a pandemic when things are weird, this woman battled through it at University of Tennessee. And so I'm incredibly proud of you, Danielle, with everything that you've battled through and have gone through and everything that you've learned. I cannot be more proud of you. And I'm so excited for your future and what that holds, because just like Abigail, you put in the work, you do so much, you have fun while doing it too. And that's mm-hmm. what's so important is you show that you're having fun doing your job, and you can't beat that.
And you make it look easy. Even when it was tough, you made it look easy. Nobody would have known that you were going through stuff, right? Because you showed up, your authentic self, and you just went, and you just did what you were supposed to do and what you wanted to do. And like Justin said, you had fun doing it. And I have, like, I can't even tell you how much pride I have watching you grow the exact same way I was just telling Abigail. Like, I almost feel like this mother bird that is just like, look at my little babes. They're out of the nest, and now they're just like thriving, and I couldn't be more proud of you. I love you. I adore you. And for all of you guys, like, I'm always here. I don't care if it's 10 days from now or 10 years from now. Like, I will be here for anything that you ever need. It is not, obviously, you know, it does not even have to be hockey related. It doesn't have to be sports related. If you just need another woman to sit down and cry with you and just listen to you, like, I'm here, because that's what this is all about. Like, we've built something that is going to withstand. Don't look at me, Abigail.
I can't talk. I said before the show that I was going to ugly cry. I'm here right now. Apologies if you hear how ugly of a crier I am. But you guys mean so much to me, and I'm forever grateful, and I owe you guys forever for everything you've done for me, and I love you both tremendously. And I can't even describe how proud I am of both of you. I know you guys raised us and you're proud of us, but at the end of the day, we're also proud of you and for everything that you two have accomplished. It's just crazy that we're starting off one more time right now.
Well, thank you, Danielle. That means so much, and obviously not going to be a stranger. I'm really excited to follow your work and where it's going to go next. And next, we're going to get Jack on the line. So thank you for your update. We're so proud of you, and just keep it going, okay?
I love you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too. All right, as we're waiting to get Jack Woods on the line here, a couple of things I want to go ahead and throw out some thank yous, because we're going to get through that. Just big-time thanks to, first of all, Jeremy Benefield. He was the program director here when we first got our start, also known as Shooter. We met with him multiple times to get things rolling, and he helped guide us in many different ways. I remember the one memory of Jeremy is there was some trash left in that we did not leave in the studio. We got a very big email of like, Don't leave trash, your time's done.
And when I tell you that this much time has passed since that happened,
no trash.
And we still walk in here, and if I see something that's not mine, I'm like, It's obviously used as trash. I'm putting in the trash. We will clean this place down before we walk out because I will never.
I'm never gonna get blamed for trash being.
I remember I was just like a little baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we do have Jack Woods on the line. Obviously, still away at college at university, but another guy I'm tremendously proud of who has gone through the ringer in so many different ways too. Jack, how's it going, man?
Oh, my gosh, Justin, thank you so much for having me on for the final time. It's so weird hearing Glenn's voice through the phone on the radio. It's so much more animated. I see exactly what she's doing in the studio.
he can see you talk.
Well, that's what I said about Ben earlier when I heard his voice again. I was like, I can see his face, so I get it.
Yeah. So Jack, I know the big thing too, for those that don't know, Jack's been really working on stand-up and has been killing it as well too, and I'm extremely proud of him because he's putting in so much work, so much that he's gone on to do study programs that are not even at his university. So Jack Phillison, what have you been up to as well?
Well, thank you. So what I've been doing, I've been away studying at the Second City Comedy Studies program. That's what I did last fall, and I went out on the Chicago night scene, and I did stand-up 4 nights a week, and then I came back to DePauw to finish out my junior year, and I began the work of a silent film, a 30-minute silent film, and I also did my first 30-minute special about 2 weeks ago, so 30 minutes of stand-up. So it's been a lot of fun this past year or so. And, man, it is just really good to be in a really good place right now.
That's so awesome. So soon we're going to be having to look for Jack on Netflix for a special, and we're going to be looking up on IMDb everything that Jack's
sure.
up to.
So
Jack, just if anything, too, it's – you have been someone that has taken the brunt of so many jokes, and you have taken it like an absolute champ because it shows your sense of humor and the situations you put yourself into entertain people. And that right there, even though you're the brunt of jokes a lot of times, it shows that you're an entertainer. And that's what's so important, too, is that you put yourself in something that could entertain and make other people smile, make other people laugh. And that's what's so important, and that's what means so much to me, is that you're able to take so many things in stride knowing that you're making somebody else smile.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Day one of PBR, I knew that you're getting into the media business, you're getting into the, you know, you're putting a public face on something, and I remember going by Spider Jack for so long because I thought of myself as like Peter Parker to your Tony Stark, you know, like I'm just trying to like figure out my voice and fit in and stuff. But there have been so many hit by a car jokes, so many Red Bull jokes, like just so many. But it's been an absolute blast, and I would not have traded any of those jokes for anything else in the world.
And Jack, I have to say, like, you just remind me that you've reminded me ever since I first met you to just have fun living your life. Like Justin said, you take everything in stride, and if it's going to bring joy to somebody else, you're laughing right along with the jokes that are being poked at you. And I absolutely love that about you because it reminds me of just that you live your life with these eyes of like childlike wonder, like everything is just fun. And I love that. And that kind of resonates with me as well. And so I absolutely adore you, and you're just so, you're so much fun. And I still think of you as Spider Jack when I see your name. Like that, that will forever be your name.
Well, Jack, before we have to let you go, because we're going to have to get to break, just wanted to give you an opportunity to just what you've learned and what Penalty Box Radio means to you.
Well, first things first, not everything needs a tweet. Not like, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, first of all, Justin, you have taught me so much about the kind of person that I want to be and the kind of man that I want to grow up and be. You have definitely emulated a lot of fatherly characteristics that, you know, I look to bestow upon somebody else someday. And every single experience that I've been to, whether it be SECHC, whether it be co-hosting the show at 18, whether it be any of the high school games, it's just always been an absolute blast. Whenever I see Abigail Martin, Danielle Danina, Abby Miles, Cameron Martz, Jonas Story, Sam Fleming, Peyton Turner, it's like whenever I see any of these people, I know that not only am I going to have a good time, I'm going to learn something about myself. And, you know, it's just PBR has been a cornerstone for me. It helped launch my comedy career, and I cannot overstate how much PBR has meant to me and how much the relationships that I've forged with you guys mean. And it is just a really big shame that you guys are going away, but I'm so glad that we're all friends and that I can just hit you up with an idea for a joke or something like that. And, yeah, I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to see you when I come back.
Yes, sir. We love you, too, and cannot wait to watch some movies with you as well and get caught up and beat your butt in NHL. You knew it was coming. Well, Jack, we love you, man, and thank you so much for sharing just that, and we wish you the best, and just we cannot wait to see everything you're going to accomplish. It's going to be awesome, and I just hope I get backstage passes.
Thank you so much, Justin.
All right, man. Take care. Jack Woods doing great things at DePaul, and also stand up. Just so proud of him as well. I cannot wait for him to have a sold-out show. That's going to be so awesome. Okay, up next, we're opening the phone lines. So if you have a favorite memory of Penalty Box Radio, a favorite memory that is radio-friendly, please give us a call, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Share a moment with us. We'd love to hear those moments with you. All that up next, open lines, Penalty Box Radio, ESPN 1025, The Game.
Justin and Glenn, it's Sean Smith, and I want to say thank you to both of you for giving me the opportunity to be on the air with you guys over the past few seasons, but also for the opportunities you've given to so many people out there in the broader Preds media landscape that may not be associated with the newspaper or a TV station or a radio station. Because without people like you giving us those opportunities, I don't think we would have the exposure that we do now. And I think the more different voices you can have out there talking about the Predators, the better. So I wish you guys all the best of luck in the future, and I hope you know that your legacy will continue to live on in the Preds media world.
And welcome back to Penalty Box Radio, the series finale, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Justin Bradford, Glenn Blackwell, producer Kenny taking care of us. And we do have plenty of callers on the line. First, though, Jonah Story in studio with us from Arkansas. He's been doing a lot with sports over there. I wanted to give him, just like with Danielle and Abigail and Jack, an update on what's going on there. Jonah, welcome back.
Honestly, it feels like the musical Hello Dolly right now.
Oh my God, he's so laughy. We have a segment, and he comes in all calm.
That's always been your disposition when you're not on the mic, is you are just like wild and free. And when you get on the mic, you're like, "Hello, Penalty Box Radio After Dark."
So Jonah, give us an update, man. I know you've been doing so much because we text a lot as well. Just what sports have you been involved in just since going over to Arkansas from Nashville?
I've been involved in a lot of sports. I've been involved with the Arkansas Razorbacks hockey program.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That has been a great time. Shout out to our seniors who graduated this year. I've had a wonderful time just bonding with that group. And did a whole podcast on them for my podcasting class, and I really enjoyed doing that. My biggest thing that I've done at Arkansas that I absolutely enjoy is my radio show on KXUA 88.3.
Getting a shout out in.
The Rolling Hog Review. The craziest thing about it, I never thought that I would be doing my own show on the radio that people listen to after leaving Nashville. So that was an amazing thing.
It's awesome, dude. And I've listened to it. I've listened to it on my Alexa. It's like, Alexa, play this. Tuning in now. You sure you want to listen to Arkansas? No. But, dude, I am so super proud of you because just seeing you, I knew Jonah as a child. Like, he was a child. Legitimately. He would come out to Vanderbilt hockey games with his dad. He was a kid. Not, I'm not talking kid as in, like, you know, older teenager, how because I'm in my late 30s now, I think as a kid. No, he was a child, and he has grown into someone that's going to have a job in sports. And I'm so super proud of you, Jonah, and everything that you're accomplishing, and I know there's going to be so much more because you've experienced so much. You've experienced me getting frustrated at you. You've experienced coaches yelling. You've experienced so much. But the thing is, it's helping you grow because you've learned. You've learned. You've taken that experience. Just running an iPad as a camera, you've learned now how to operate a real camera, and you know how to do that. But those are skills that you never know. There's always going to be needed in sports, and you know how to do all these things. You know how to run a board now. You know how to host a radio show. You knew how to do all this stuff, and that's why I'm super proud of you. And so before we have to let you go, just like with everyone else, just what has Penalty Box Radio meant to you?
I came into Penalty Box Radio, 18 years old, spry. One day, Justin was like, all right, Jonah, here's your shot. You're going to the Huntsville Rocket City Classic. You're going to meet Peyton Turnage. He's gonna do the play-by-play. I just want you to listen to how Peyton Turnage does play-by-play. And I listened to how Peyton Turnage does play-by-play, and it's a masterful class of play-by-play. You can always check that out on all of his socials. It is really great. And I was like, wow. I have an opportunity to do this as long as I stick with PBR. And the weirdest thing about the ending of this podcast, if you will, is knowing that Penalty Box Radio is still continuing. It just has new faces. And realizing that you are one of the faces of Penalty Box Radio now. You, me, myself, is one of the faces, and realizing what Penalty Box Radio has been all along is a collection of everyone's special talents coming together to form a wonderful media production company.
That's fantastic, man, because that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So, Jonah, keep it up, man. I'm so incredibly proud of you, and know that you always have a resource here with us, man. Yep. Whew. All right, let's go to the lines, and I'm seeing a name here. Patrick Burke on the line.
Oh, gosh, do we know that guy?
Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What's going on, Patrick?
Not too much, just calling in on behalf of NHL's Player Safety Department and the NHL as a whole, because I know after 10 great years, the two of you are signing off, and the National Hockey League just wanted to make sure that we recognize and thank you for 10 years of awesome coverage in the Nashville area.
Wow.
Okay, Patrick, way to make me cry. So good to hear from you.
How many times have you cried today, Glenn?
Oh, you know me so well. No, this will be my fourth in a second. No,
at least
it's awful. But while we have you, Patrick, I mean, regretfully, we have not had you on the show before.
But we appreciate it.
But we appreciate having you here. So while you're here, can we just get to the most important question, which is, like, why does player safety hate everyone's favorite team? Like, you're here, so I have to ask.
Everyone's favorite question that they think we're biased against their team. My favorite joke answer that back when I had more social media presence was, yes, we do hate your specific team. If you're listening to this, reading this, whatever, yes, that's what we do.
Whoever your favorite team is, we hate them.
Yeah, exactly. But no, in our department, we spend so much time dealing with all 32 teams. There's no likes or dislikes. There's just a strictly professional atmosphere where we try and be consistent and treat everyone the same.
Well, we do appreciate that work, too, because it's I think so many people don't realize how much has to be monitored and looked at. Yeah. So definitely appreciate that. And I know that you played such a big role, and you can play as well for the NHL. And just, if anything, I know that's been passed on. But now, just why was it so important to you, and what is continuing to go on with You Can Play?
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, You Can Play is an initiative I co-founded that works for LGBTQ plus inclusion in sports. It was founded in honor of my late brother, Brendan, who was one of the first people associated with the National Hockey League to ever come out publicly as openly gay. Very proud of the initiative, official partner of the NHL. The Predators have been wonderful supporters of it over the years. You might remember seeing, you know, rainbow tape on player sticks or other Pride and Equality nights there in Nashville. And it's just an incredible organization that continues to do great work. The Predators, assuming he's not traded or anything, will have potentially the first openly gay player in NHL history in Luke Prokop, who came out last summer. And it's just really important that we continue to show that hockey really is for everyone. It's one of the mottos of the NHL and something that we try to live by every day. Make sure that everyone feels welcome and included in our rinks.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. And honestly, Patrick, when I look back at the last 10 years of what we've built here at Penalty Box Radio, what stands out the most to me is us having the bigger conversation around sports and how crucial and necessary remembering the human experience is for all of us, whether you're a professional athlete or a fan. And you continue to be such an advocate for inclusion. You have used your voice for all those whose voices have felt silenced for so many years. And all professional sports leagues need more people like you. And I have learned so much from you. You've been a fantastic teacher in how to publicly use our voices for the good. So I just want to publicly thank you for being an example of what we should strive to be doing to make this sport more inclusive for everybody. So I'm glad that you called in so we could tell you that publicly.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. I think things like inclusion, things like mental health crosses all areas of the world, not just sports, but sports can be such an important avenue for sending different messages out in the world. Things like mental health, you know, whether you're a fan, whether you're a professional athlete, whether you have a stressful day-to-day job, you know, whether you're a teacher dealing with unruly students, whether you're in a stressful legal position, whatever it might be, taking care of your mental health is so important. And when our athletes speak out on those issues, I think it carries a lot of extra weight. So, and, you know, just flipping the compliment back to you, I think it's really important that there's been a woman in hockey radio for a decade, and not to gloss over Justin's contributions here, but 10 years in sports radio is nothing to sneeze at, and it's probably doubly true for a woman working in sports media. So congrats to you. Thanks to you for everything you've done to exemplify the presence of women in our game. The two of you have both spoken out repeatedly on the show about things like diversity, inclusion, things like mental health, and it definitely has not gone unnoticed, and we definitely appreciate it.
We appreciate you. You're the absolute best, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Well, congrats on 10 years. We're going to miss you. I can't believe I didn't get invited on before the last show, but
but here you are.
missed opportunity, but on behalf of the National Hockey League, we're very grateful for your contributions to the hockey community, and whatever's next for Nashville hockey radio shows, we'll be watching.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you, Patrick.
Thanks so much, Patrick. All right.
You're the best.
All right. I know we got to get to break, but I want to bring him on because I know he is probably waiting at the soccer game with a call. Sam Fleming, a big friend of the show. Sam, how's it going, man?
It's going good, Justin. How are you guys doing there in studio?
Doing absolutely great. So because I know you got to be quick, just want to give you an opportunity. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, I first and foremost want to say, come on, you boys in gold. The team is up 1-0 here. But first and foremost, I want to say a big thank you to you and Glenn for being the best mentors ever at Penalty Box Radio and allowing me to come on and be a part of this team with everyone involved. And I feel so fortunate to meet so many great friends. Like, I know Abigail's there, and she and I recently started a podcast, and we took you guys as the inspiration for that and continuing on the legacy of Penalty Box Radio Live. And you guys are the ones who inspired us to do that. And we can't thank you enough for allowing us to have the opportunity to do what we want in the sport of hockey and cover the greatest sport in the world, but also meet the greatest people in the world. And I'm very thankful for the friendships that you guys allowed us to have, but also what you guys have given me and allowing me to be a part of this great great crew and be on Tony Box Radio Live.
Well, we appreciate you, Sam. Thank you so much for those kind words, and thank you for your message earlier that played as well, man. So just keep up the hard work. I'm so excited for what you and Abigail have with your podcast, Bleeding Blue, too. So keep it up, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and thank you to you and Glenn. And you guys have a great future ahead. I appreciate everything.
Thank you, and go enjoy the second half, bud.
Oh, all my feels.
All right, Peyton, I see you there. Those that are hanging on the lines, please hang on. We got to get to a break. We'll come right back to you. Penalty Box Radio, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Hey, Justin and Glenn, Robbie Stanley here. You guys have done such a great job with Penalty Box Radio, and I just wish you guys nothing but the best as you move ahead to different endeavors now in the future. You're such good friends and such good people, and I've enjoyed getting to know you both over the course of this last decade or so. You've done such great things for not only the Predators community here, but the hockey community as a whole. And just really proud of the work that you've done. You should be really proud of that work too, and I wish y'all nothing but the best as you move forward here.
Well, I'm never going to forget talking to Justin and Penalty Box Radio from South Korea when I was covering the women's hockey. I'll just say this. I'm forever going to miss Justin Bradford Face. Such a highlight over the years. And Glenn, you've just done an amazing job. It's been fun to watch what you all have built. And going to miss you guys.
And welcome back to Penalty Box Radio, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Justin Bradford, Glenn Blackwell, producer Kenny, taking care of us so much tonight. That was Teresa Walker. And, yeah, she asked the question of who wins for longest phone call, a guest.
And
yeah.
We have a winner.
Yeah, she was in Pyeongchang when that yeah. call took place with the women's gold medal game. Okay, back to the phone lines. We have Peyton. He's been waiting so patiently. Peyton, what's going on, man?
You couldn't have your last show without me calling in.
Right? I know. The floor is yours, sir.
The first PBR kid, right?
Yeah, really. Yep. The awkward dude, like, hey, can I call a game for you?
You let me in your home and you didn't even know me. What an idiot.
I'm way too trusting, I know. Yeah, but you broke down a lot of cardboard boxes later, too.
Oh, I did. I did help you move back into your new house with your future wife at the time.
Yes.
Well, I just think back of, I don't know if you guys covered this in the first segment. I missed the first segment. But I just think about where the show came from. You know, 10 years ago, you guys were like, oh, ready to go with the show, and boom, lockout. And you guys had to figure and find other things, other elements of hockey to find around the nation. Like, I remember at one point you guys went down to Corpus Christi to cover a junior team there. And just think about how much it's grown since then and all the homegrown talent that you've been able to cobble together. And I think back a few years ago when we had that PBR meeting at Ford Ice Center, we filled the whole room up. Like, there was no wiggle room in there. And and look what, you know, what your talent's been able to do. Danielle, Jack, Jonah, Abigail, Sam. And then, like, I got to be a freaking NCAA announcer because of you guys. So I'm just so thankful for all you guys have done over the past 10 years.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, sir. You put in a lot of good work. And I know it's not done. I mean, yep. It's not done, and whenever opportunity comes for you, I know you're going to continue to have it. And if any of you are listening that has a connection, especially in hockey, that you need a play-by-play announcer, you darn well better be calling Peyton Turnage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You darn well better be doing. If you have a connection, this man knows how to call a game and to do it so fluidly, with the right tone of voice, with the right pacing, the ability to understand when a moment is happening and when to shut up, because some announcers don't know how to do that. Peyton is a true professional, and he will do your team justice and represent you so well on the airwaves or the TV waves. You better give him a call. You better reach out to him somehow, because one time he's going to get snatched up and you're going to be regretting that you didn't call him earlier. So Peyton, thank you. Thank you for your incredible talent and for giving so much of your time to Penalty Box Radio and giving your voice to Penalty Box Radio, and especially during pandemic times and calling games and calling so many games for college hockey as well. We just appreciate the work you put in.
And your spirit.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
We love your spirit. You, Peyton, you are one of the most fun people to talk to or be around. every single time I see your name on my phone, I just start laughing automatically because I know you're about to throw something at me. And I love that we have that. And so I'm so thankful to know you, and I'm so proud of you. So I really appreciate you calling in.
Well,
Glenn, real quick, I'll ask you this. If you could sum up our friendship in one word, what would it be?
Divine.
Divine. Love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Peyton. Peyton. Mexico.
Seminole.
John Jensen sucks.
Seminole.
All right. We do have another caller on the line here. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Daniel? Daniel Lavender, is that right?
Yes, yes. And I was just going back through memory lane and thinking of what my favorite Penalty Box Radio memory really is. And, I mean, it has to be the first time I was a guest because, you know, it was 2015. It was a simpler time, an innocent time, a time when someone said, you know who would be a great guest to go on after U.S. hockey gold medalist Hillary Knight? Daniel Lavender. And I was asked a question by Big Ben. Well, I mean, it wasn't really a question. It was just a name, and it was Kevin Fiala. And that was the question. And I proceeded to follow that by saying if I could swear on this radio station. And I could not. A great question I've heard throughout this broadcast night, which has just been, it's been tugging at the heartstrings here for me, is just like, what does Penalty Box Radio mean to you? And for me, it really meant belief, because I mean, that was at a time when I felt like I was just on an island as this one-man band covering the Milwaukee Admirals, just doing everything I could. And then I get like a message randomly someday from a Justin B. Bradford asking me, hey, do you want to do ESPN Nashville radio? And I was like, you guys care? You guys know? Sure. All right. And I mean, I think to put a bow on like just who Justin and Glenn are as people, like, Justin, you literally opened your door to me to come to Nashville. I had to steal your cat's bedroom, it's a big bed, so it was fine. The cat, Pepper, deserved it. It just opened the door to me to be in Nashville. And like the first trip that I went to, you guys took me out to dinner because you're like, oh, you got to introduce him to country-style cooking down here. And we went to Monell's. And the first thing that went through my mind was, all right, I'm going to move here for the food. The second thing that went through my mind is, where'd the receipt go? A waitress specifically handed me a receipt, and I don't see it anywhere. Well, Glenn Blackwell had taken it, and she refused to let me pay for my first meal down here. And it's just that's just who you guys are. Like, you're just so genuinely nice, and I've been so proud to see all the amazing things that you guys have gotten to do throughout this program and where you guys are headed from here. I mean, Justin, you literally went from a hashtag wife him to being part of like the most adorable couple that I'm aware of. So like, it's just been it's been so great to have you two as friends. And I can't thank you guys enough for everything.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and I'm so glad I kept it a surprise because Glenn's face lit up.
Daniel, like, I'm sobbing over here because I just don't even know if you understand how you are just one of my favorite people. You have such a warmth about you, and I've known that since the very first time we talked to you. We obviously had a lot of confidence in you when we first had you on to follow up. You know, we believed in you, as we still do. And I'm so, so thankful that that this show crossed our paths. So thank you so much for calling in. And this was a wonderful surprise.
I haven't thought near enough about how much I should put Hillary open or was the closing act for Hillary Knight on a resume.
You should.
That would have made a few more pings, I think, along the way.
You have to.
But, no, just I even was going back, like, I've appeared way more times than I've ever even realized. And, I mean, again, at the time, I never thought that anyone knew that I was doing all the things I was doing in Milwaukee. And, boy, by the time I did that first trip, I had random people coming up, I have to meet you at first intermission. I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
So it is strangers, so, buddy. So many strangers.
I love Nashville. Love you guys. And can't wait to see you guys hopefully very soon.
We love you too, man. Thank
love
you so
you
much
too.
For calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that memory. Daniel Lavender, long time covering the Milwaukee Admirals, and now he's doing so much work with the paper, the newspaper up there too, and editing and laying things out. Like he has a dream job.
Fantastic.
And so
fantastic.
I'm so proud of
Hard
him.
Hard worker.
Absolutely.
And just overall good person.
All right. Well, before we have to go to break and do our final sign off, I want to take a moment to continue to thank more people too. Ryan Porth, former program director, now up in Chicago. Big supporter of us and going to battle for us as well to give me a couple slaps on the wrist when I needed it. But huge supporter for us, so I cannot thank Ryan Porth enough as well. And just congratulations to him on his new venture up in Chicago. Obviously, Chase McCabe joining us earlier. Big thank you to Chase. And I wanted to run down a full list of so many producers. And I had to go through and try to find all the names because we've had so many talented people. I mean, first off, Kenny Adams. Taking care of us tonight on our final show. He's done a fantastic job.
You always make it so fun in
so
here,
fun,
Kenny.
So fun. Max Hurst, Captain Kurt, Buck Rising, Jared Cassidy, Calvin Smith, Josh Upton, Joel Kidder, Ian Safar, Max Haldeman, Brian Robertson, Elijah Campbell. So many people have produced us over the years and have been a part of this, have been a part of making this show happen, because this show does not happen with a professional running the board behind the glass and getting guests on the line and getting things cut in at the right time, having fun with the music, interacting with us as well, making sure to send me the show afterwards so I can podcast it as well. This show does not happen with the incredible talent that happens on the boards and someone that knows what they're doing and a complete professional running those boards. And that right there means so much to me as well as the incredible talent as well too. Did we have another caller on the line? We do, okay. Oh. Let's take the caller. Who do we have? Oh, Jonah's dad. Scott, how's it going, man? The floor is yours.
Man, it's going good. I just wanted to tell you, you know, I've enjoyed listening to y'all. I appreciate how you extended, you know, the welcomes to Jonah. He has thoroughly enjoyed it. He has set off on a pathway to do exactly what he wants to do. But I don't know if you remember whenever we first met you, Justin, it was you and Jonah and myself and Big Ben Busbuck on a shuttle bus when we used to park over at Titan Stadium and ride back and forth to the game. So, and that was when he just lit up right there, and just the way y'all took him in from day one to, I can't say enough. And then, I mean, that Xavier game at Vanderbilt, that was just
Boy.
The peak of all of it. That, you know. Especially when we had things being thrown at us in the stands from the players. I mean, you can't get them riled up any more than that.
You're right about that. I remember that. That's a memory.
But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you personally as a parent. My wife's sitting here beside me, Jonah's mom shaking her head, yeah. Thank you for everything you've done for him. And thank you what you've done for the hockey community, man, because it has just made it more of an entertaining type of thing. It's made it a more intellectual endeavor. And, I mean, I can't say enough. If there's ever anything I can do for any of you all, please reach out and let me know.
We appreciate that, Scott. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. I do Absolutely. Remember that. I remember all that.
We appreciate that so much. And we're here on mute listening to your son's contagious laugh. And it's so good. I love his laugh so much.
Yeah, he wasn't on mute. I heard
it. All right, Scott. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. We certainly definitely appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Final sign off coming up next. Also, I'll go ahead and say what my next project is. I have another project coming up. So a nice little tease right there. So go ahead and break that news to you as well. I always have to have a project.
Always
have to have something going on. So final sign-off, Penalty Box Radio series finale. Penalty Box Radio, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
To Justin, Glenn, and the rest of the Penalty Box Radio crew, Christopher Martell here. And I'm so proud of what you've been able to accomplish with the show and the just tremendous longevity of it. You've taken something that was essentially a dream, carved out a dedicated following, and made such a huge impact on hockey in Tennessee, but not just at the national level with the Preds, but minors with Milwaukee, collegiate hockey, and especially prep coverage as well. It can't be overstated just how important you all have been. Cheers, y'all. Take your final lap around the ice in pride.
Hey, Justin and Glenn, it's Michael. Thank you guys for everything you've done for, you know, Predators coverage, the hockey community, starting PBR, having the radio show, and just building a platform for everyone to just be able, for casual fans, diehard fans, Predators fans, high school hockey fans, everyone to just be able to come together and form this awesome community. Justin, you let me write for you for 3 years. You gave me, you know, a platform to grow as a writer, and I wouldn't have my job at the Nashville Post now if it wasn't for your friendship and your guidance. And Glenn, I think you really it's kind of embodied that females can talk about sports, and they're knowledgeable as well, and they have a place in the sports world just as much as men do. Thank you guys so much for everything you've done, and I'm really sad that we're not gonna be able to hear you on the radio, but I'm really glad that I got to know you guys and become friends.
And welcome back to Penalty Box here at ESPN 102.5 The Game. Justin Bradford, Glenn Blackwell, producer Kenny. Big thanks to Michael Gallagher for that. Kenny said we're going to roll some more, apparently, because Abigail did some work. What else we got? Before Glenn's still crying. So
that song, I know. That song is going to get me for the rest of my life.
All right, hit it.
Justin, Glenn, Abigail, the whole PBR crew, it's Max Herz. Want to send you guys some big love for your support of hockey in Nashville, your support of hockey diversity in Nashville and everywhere, your support of hockey at all levels, your support of hockey in all places. All those things are really, really special, and the fact that you guys have done all of this really just out of the good of your hearts is the best part of all of it. So from the first time I met Justin as a freshman in college running the scoreboard at Vandy hockey games, at the brand new Ford Ice Center in Antioch at the time, you guys have all been so great to me and so great to hockey. You are all indispensable voices here in Nashville, and I hope you know that, and I hope you feel the love tonight. Go Preds. Go PBR. RIP Big Ben. Love you guys.
Oh, Max. We're rolling through them. Kenny, you got more?
Justin, Glenn. The Nashville sports media is a more special place because of you two. And because of you, you guys were the first two people I ever talked about the Preds in public with when I called in 5 years ago now. So you guys have done so much good work for the city and for this team. And I can't wait to see what both of you guys have coming up next in your lives. Congratulations. We're going to miss you.
Appreciate that, bud. Thank you. Thank you. Kenny says we have two more. Man, Abigail put some work in. And Glenn's over here balling. I'm just like, oh,
can't.
No.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get to the last 10 minutes.
All right, hit it.
Justin, Glenn, it's Cutler Klein here. Oh. Congratulations on such an incredible run with Penalty Box Radio. I can remember listening to the early days of the show back home in New York when I was just a high schooler wanting to get into radio, and then to come to Nashville to be a part of Penalty Box Radio, even just such a small part, and guest hosting the show meant the absolute world to me. So thank you for all you've done for hockey in this city and for me in my career. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and hockey fans in this city appreciate it. Congratulations again. Looking forward to seeing everything y'all do in the future.
And now he works for Nashville SC. I mean, that's awesome. Wait, one more, Kenny, hit it.
Hey, Justin and Glenn, Zachary Bryan, former voice of the UAH Chargers. We would like to thank you and Penalty Box Radio for everything you have done for the city of Nashville's hockey community, as well as hockey around the Southeast. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with you, and I would like to thank you personally for everything you've done in my career, as well as the career of so many up-and-coming broadcasters. It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to see what comes next.
Oh, Zach, yeah. Voice of the Chargers down there, then after him, he had to move, and Peyton took it over, too. Like, we became a system for producing play-by-play callers. Okay, we're going to go over, but Kenny said we have permission to do that, so we're going to do it. We're doing it live! Glenn, you're first.
Glenn is not well right now. No. I'm like, obviously, this is going to be very tough for me to get through, so I'm going to keep it short because it's going to be tough. But I saw someone ask on Twitter, like, if we could go back and relive one interview, one moment, and it seems near impossible to choose one moment. But I want to talk just very, very briefly about the growth that I experienced as a person on this show. I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute wreck. But I go back to 2014 when we had Camille Quinville of the Canadian Mental Health Association. Fantastic advocate for mental wellness, mental health, and it was a fantastic interview, but it was the first time that I openly talked about my own mental struggles, that I have an anxiety and panic disorder. And the fact that I felt comfortable enough on these airwaves with you and Ben to be open to everyone about what I struggle with, my entire life changed after that because I recognized the importance of that and how what we stand for at Penalty Box Radio goes beyond hockey. Right. It is about the human experience. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody who has shown us any type of love, support over the last decade. But I'm going to walk away with so much pride in the fact that we were not afraid to have the important conversations that needed to be had in a league where not a lot of people, especially 8 or 9 years ago, maybe weren't having those conversations. I'm thankful that we were, because I know what that did for other people. And so I take a lot of pride in that, and I thank everybody for their unwavering support. And I thank you, lastly. I don't even know how to say it, but you believed in me when I don't even know if you had a reason to. You just did. And having been along for this ride for 10 years is like one of the highlights of my life. So thank you.
Well, first of all, I love you.
I love you too.
And appreciate you. And before I get on to my spiel, we got another project coming up, and it's going to be with some familiar voices that people know. And people have been seeing me push stuff out already, and I'm excited to go ahead and announce this, that what I'll be working on with Jim Chandler from 107.5 and Jeremy K. Gover, who has obviously been on these airways multiple times with Associated Press, is called Untitled Film Project. It's a new podcast, movie reviews, and it'll give some flexibility to time and everything as well, but all of us were film critics, and so getting right into that with pop culture, it's going to be a lot of fun to do that. And first of all, as I've said multiple times, not going to be a stranger. Glenn and I are going to have the flexibility to do so many more things now, too, I'm sure, given her job, my job, everything, that we still want to get together with y'all. I mean, whether it's watch parties or we do our get-together at Maymax Market to enjoy some Filipino food and have just camaraderie and fellowship. Those are things that I enjoy, are meeting people. And I know it's Cameron Gumpy made fun at my wedding reception of just talking to so many strangers and everything, but I love meeting people and talking to people. And The big thing for me is that I'm always going to be thankful for, which I know not many people are, is if it were not for the NHL lockout in 2012, we would not be what we became. That lockout, that adversity that so many people face, that we face as media people starting a radio show in 2012, formed what we were going to become, which is we are not only about a pro franchise, we are about the sport of hockey. We are about covering hockey that does not get the coverage that it deserves. It's about bringing diversity to sports. It's about giving a voice to those that don't have a voice. It's about creating a more well-rounded hockey fan. And we accomplished that. And we, in 10 years, we've accomplished so much. And I start today seeing the fruits of our labor, Glenn, and the people we've had on the show, that have gone on to do bigger and better things. Our alumni list keeps growing, and the people that are about to graduate college and what they've done, and the support system that we've had from so many people in this community, whether it's the Nashville Predators, the National Hockey League, the Milwaukee Admirals, countless junior teams and colleges that have allowed their coaches and players to come on the show, knowing that this is a once-a-week show up in Nashville on a Wednesday night. Okay, sure, yeah. And having that trust built has meant so much to me and what we've been able to do here. And that's if there are any young voices listening that you want to have a podcast or a radio show, how so many people have called in and talked to us or given their voice or tweeted at us as well, do it. Create it. Put the work in. It's going to be worth it. The work that you put in is what you're going to get out. And I know that sounds cliche, but everything you do, and you do it with a purpose, and you do it because you know that it's needed, do it. Because you're going to get so much joy. It's about what you get out of it. What does it bring you joy? Does it make you feel like you are happy? Do it. Do not let anybody take away your happiness, your goals, or what you want to achieve. Fear will come, but you're going to overcome that fear because you're going to have the confidence to do it, and you're going to have a support system wherever you need to. You tweet us, and we're going to be your support system. We are not disappearing. We're just going off air. But the support system is going to be there, and I want to see so many more people getting into this and doing this. You have voices. You have tools now out there. And if you don't know what it is, message me. I will help you find it. So supportive of whatever you want to do, we're going to be there to support you to do it. And that's what I hope people take away from what we did, is that we help give people voices. And I know we've done that because just looking in this room and seeing people of color and women talking sports, talking hockey, on ESPN Nashville. That shows how much we've accomplished. Talking about mental health, talking about diversity, talking about equality, having difficult conversations, and knowing that I have a support system with my co-host that believes in it just as much as I do. And knowing that we've had so much comedy and fun times and train wrecks here, and having to right the ship with Big Ben and missing him so much and always being reminded of him and favorite moments there too. That we've done so much for the hockey community that his memory continues to live on because of what we did here, and not just because he painted his belly, but it's because of the joy that he brought on the airwaves and the uniqueness that he brought with his questions and the kangaroo jerky that he brought for Glenn and the trolling that he would do on both of us as well. Uh-huh. That's what made us who we are. And Glenn, I'm so thankful for you and just accepting the invite for coming on, and I'm thankful for you stalking me to take a picture of my jersey.
Because look what happened.
Look what happened. And that you were able to take it, not just from a little segment, but to take it up to where you're a co-host. And you're asking thoughtful questions and making sure the human interest element was there, was, okay, you guys are asking these on-ice things. I'm going to ask something about the person. Mm-hmm. And making sure that was important. And that forever is going to live on. Because like how Patrick said, people recognize that, and that's incredibly important for work in sports. It's not just about the on-ice product. It's about what is happening in the community. It's about what is happening to support others that need the help. It's about what you can do to make a difference in this world. Sports is a business, but that business has an ability to accomplish so many other goals to make life better in this planet that is just trying to kill us. You can accomplish so much through sports. It gives so many people a voice and an opportunity to learn new skills, to achieve goals, to meet people, to network, to make yourself happy, to make yourself sad, to put all your emotions into everything and have it clamor up in the moment of a goal being scored or a goal being scored against you. But sports can bring so much to you if you allow it to, if you allow yourself to do that. And so, thank you. Thank you all so much for being a part of this opportunity that we've had for the past decade. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for interacting with us. Thank you so much for coming up to me and being a stranger and saying hello at a hockey game. Thank you so much for everything you have done to support us, to bring you, to make us number one in, to make us number one in Nashville for so many years. We appreciate you. Go on and continue to do good work. Demand better from everybody. Demand better from people. Demand better from your community and from those that lead it, whether it's sports or not. Be good. And for producer Kenny, For Glenn Blackwell and for everyone else at Penalty Box Radio, this is Justin Bradford one final time signing off. Thank you so much for tuning in here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.